You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are visiting with Catherine Parker, co-founder of Yo Massage, a resource for wellness professionals and individuals offering a fusion of relaxing, supported yoga poses with hands-on massage therapy. Catherine, a pleasure to have you today on the program.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. So wellness entrepreneurs such as massage therapists face a dilemma. They thrive on serving clients individually, but this can take a toll on their physical well-being and their bottom line. If you would, explain more to us about this catch-22 that most people don't even think about.
Yeah, so I struggled with this when I first opened up my yoga studio a couple of years ago. When we first opened, we were getting 1 to 3 people in each class. So it was easy for me to think, what if I just do privates and I can make $60 to $75 per person instead of $15 per person? But if you're an entrepreneur, you have to think about the bigger picture. When you're starting out, it sounds a lot more appealing to make $65 an hour instead of $15 to $45. But in the long term, focusing on classes has the potential to make way more than $65 an hour. So it makes sense to focus on building classes rather than getting private clients, because there are only so many hours in a day and there's a cap on how many private clients you can see.
Certainly interesting information and perspective. And again, most people don't stop to think about what massage therapists go through. Now, your company, Yo Massage, offers an approach that, if I understand correctly, helps break through this revenue and physical stamina barrier. How does the Yo Massage model work?
So since the beginning of massage therapy, it's been practiced in one-on-one sessions. It's the only way that massage therapists know. But if yoga, for example, were only offered one-on-one, I don't think that many people would be practicing it. So we believe that massage and mindful touch shouldn't just be reserved for people who have a lot of money and can afford one-on-one sessions. With Yo Massage, we offer safe touch in a small group setting of 5 to 10 people, and this allows therapists to offer massage at a more accessible rate and also make more money than they would in a private session.
I'd be curious on your perspective here. Is massage therapy in the wellness industry a good place for an entrepreneur to even launch a business this year in 2019?
Yeah, so the wellness industry is booming and it's growing every year. But something that's happening while the industry is growing is that it's becoming more and more expensive and more exclusive. People are realizing this and it's becoming a huge topic of discussion, especially amongst consumers. If you can create products and services like Yo Massage that help solve this dilemma, then I think it would be huge for you.
And thanks for that input there. Today, we're joined by Catherine Parker, co-founder of Yo Massage, a resource for wellness professionals and individuals offering a fusion of relaxing, supported yoga poses with hands-on massage therapy here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Catherine, what do you see as wellness entrepreneurs' strengths and weaknesses in building a business?
So I see a lot of this in the yoga and massage community. Yoga teachers who love yoga and therapists who love massage try to open up their own businesses, but they end up failing because they don't love business. They love teaching yoga or they love massage. If you want to build a successful business, you have to be committed to learning everything there is to know about your industry, your market, and your customers. And you have to connect with other business owners, get advice, read books, and be all in. You can't just start a business because you love the product. You have to love the business side as well, or you have to partner with someone else who does.
Catherine, if you would, I'd be curious, what inspired you and your partner to create the Yo Massage offering?
So my partner, Tiffany, is a massage therapist. And when we met, we talked a lot about massage and how essential it is. I love getting massages, but I always thought about massage as something you do once or twice a year, on birthdays, special occasions. But after talking to Tiffany, I started to understand how important massage and safe touch is and how it can really, really help people. We wanted to figure out a way to make massage more accessible. So we figured out how we could combine the gentler aspects of massage and yoga so we could serve more people and offer massage at an affordable rate.
Well, certainly appreciate your joining us here today on the program, Catherine, and really interesting information shared here and most helpful in all regards. If you're looking to start a business within the health and wellness space, certainly this information can help guide you in the right direction. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a tip, advice, or anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Yeah. So while the wellness industry is booming, it's becoming reserved only for those who can afford it. And we don't think that's okay. Everyone deserves to have the opportunity for health and wellness. If you can find a way to offer wellness products and services to the average consumer and underserved populations, I think that will be really successful.
And I definitely agree with you there. If listeners wanted to get further information on Yo Massage Online, where's the best place to do that?
Yeah, so we now have classes in Portland, Seattle, Bend in the Pacific Northwest, and then we're also going to start having classes in Austin, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas areas, and then we're heading next week down to LA to train some therapists down there. So you should be able to find some classes in the Los Angeles area. And then if you want to learn more, you can find classes on yomassage.co and find upcoming trainings there as well. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Certainly exciting and some fantastic locations. Again, it is yomassage.co. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Catherine Parker, co-founder of Yo Massage, a resource for wellness professionals and individuals offering a fusion of relaxing supported yoga poses with hands-on massage therapy. And for further details, once again, it is yomassage.co. And this is Eric Dye for Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And don't forget to join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And once again, we always do thank you for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.